Episode 170, Bermuda Trip Day 2. Yay, we made it. No mess ups this time. We woke up early, or rather, I woke up early and inherently he woke up. I felt bad, but once again, I looked at the flight on my United app and saw that the gate was changed again. My mind wouldn't shut off. It had changed 2 times now, and this time it wasn't just the gate, but they changed the terminal. I was so nervous that they'd change it again and we'd have to rush once more and possibly miss the plane. My mind was racing, but I didn't want to wake him, so I went to the bathroom to do my brain games and hoped he'd stay asleep. Unfortunately, it was too late because he was up and came by the bathroom to say hi. I apologized for waking him earlier than needed, and he said it was cool. We talked for a bit, and then I could tell he was horny, so it went down. So good. After that, it was time to shower and head out. My parents met us by our door, and we head downstairs. We bought a few things from the makeshift store and then sat down to eat before taking the shuttle to the airport. We got to the airport, transferred to the air shuttle, and then head to a bus to take a terminal to the gym. We checked the gate a million times and arrived to the correct one early. I had him take a few pictures of me in front of the Bermuda sign and we boarded the plane. We were off and all of us breathed a sigh of relief. We arrived at Bermuda about 2 hours later and were in awe of its beauty. We went through customs, got our passport stamped, and then went to collect our bags. We thought they would be held in the baggage claim office, but the lady said no bags were held. Right before panicking, I looked over to the conveyor belt and spotted my suitcase. We rushed over and realized that somehow they had rerouted our bags and they all came out as if they'd travel on the plane with us. We didn't know how they did it, but we were so thankful. We went to a taxi stand and got to our resort in about 15 minutes. We told the receptionist about us missing our flight and they said we would be charged $369 for each room for the day we didn't show up. We couldn't believe it and told them that we would speak to the manager the next day when she came in. We were really put off by their lackadaisical attitude, but tried to forget about it for the moment. We went to Mum and Dad's room first. It was cute and on the first level with a nice view of the ocean. Then they came to ours and loved it too. We had a balcony with an ocean view too. My man liked our room better and so did I. We said our momentary goodbyes and then unpacked our stuff. We frolicked for a bit in the room, set up my computer with the HDMI I brought and figured out that only Prime and Netflix work because the other networks don't have residential allowances in Bermuda. It was super annoying because he couldn't even get ESPN and he had ordered the fight. We planned to watch it together, and if we had known, we would have seen it at our hotel in Jersey the prior day. It took about half an hour to figure everything out, but we were thankful that at least we had Prime for our movies. We were finally ready and head over to my parents to go to the grocery store. Everything was going great, but we noticed we didn't like the fact that everything was a cab and everywhere only took cash. It was a big difference from what we were used to where we could use cards and Apple Pay. Not to mention, things were much more expensive. Nevertheless, we bought a good amount of groceries and were set for the week. We got back to the resort and hopped in the car with a guy who worked for the hotel as concierge. He was cool but pretty cocky and full of himself. We pacified him and acted like we cared, but then he tried to act as if he was He-Man and disrespected my man in a fake joking way. My man didn't like it and sarcastically joked back, but we were over it. We've demised that the workers at this particular resort don't have much tact, but it was only one day, so more remains to be seen. Anyway, we put our food away and then got changed to go and eat. We were famished and had seen a place that wasn't too far away from our resort on the way back. We took a nice walk over and enjoyed a great meal. My man and my father got the fish and chips, my mum the fish of the day, which was tuna, and I got a chicken quesadilla. We also got mozzarella sticks. They were okay, but nothing to write home about. We also got a mango virgin strawberry daiquiri and an Oreo cookie milkshake. The milkshake was really good, but the daiquiri just cool. All in all, we decided that we would return again, and that had a lot to do with the great waiters we had. She was extremely attentive, informative about the island, and just wonderful. Before leaving, we told her we'd be back another day, and she was delighted to hear it. We head back to the hotel and did our own thing. We weren't sure what we wanted to do next, but we decided that we wanted to explore a bit. We also had an idea to sit out on the beach at night. We left for an adventure and first discovered the pool, the gym, and then the jacuzzi. It was empty and we immediately had the idea to go in, but we needed to change. Just then we saw a father and son walk by us and two couples. We just knew they had their eyes set on the jacuzzi, but figured we might be able to get back before they changed and got in. We rushed back to our room, changed up, but when we returned, the father and son were in the pool and the couples in the jacuzzi. Well, the girls sat on the steps and the two guys were inside talking. We were annoyed, me more than him, but we decided to sit out on the beach and wait it out. The night was cold, and then it started pouring, so we ran for shelter and discussed our jacuzzi takeover. We figured the couples would leave because of the rain, and they did, but then the father and son left from the pool and went to the jacuzzi. I was tight, but we decided to continue to wait it out, and then after a while, increase our distance so they would know we wanted to come in next. Our plan worked perfectly, and the father and son were really nice. He immediately offered us to come in, and before they left, we had a nice chat. It was cool. And then the jacuzzi was ours, and our plan was a success. We sat next to each other, talked, kissed, and decided to add music to our vibes. We put on a rap playlist, but nothing worthwhile came on, plus we couldn't hear it that well. It was cool, though, because the vibe was everything. I asked him to take a few pics of me and videos, and then he came back in, and we frolicked some more. I straddled him, and we had some hot makeout sessions, and I felt like I was in a movie. Everything was great. It was the first time we'd been in a jacuzzi together because any other time other people had been in there. About half an hour later, we dried off and head to our room. We showered and turned on Transformers, but only got about 40 minutes in before we were both falling asleep. I turned it off and we said goodnight. We fell asleep pretty quickly with dreams of more great days to come. So I'll be back tomorrow with the next episode, my loves. And until then, XOXO, Bombshell out.